Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have several people from Royal Neighbors with us, and I want to start first with Jolene Smith. What is Royal Neighbors?
Royal Neighbors is a fraternal life insurance that has chapters throughout the United States. I think we're licensed in 48 states, and through the chapters, 42 states, and through the chapters, we do community projects, and we have done a lot in Atlantic, and right now we're working on a difference maker project. We have been in Atlantic for 117 years doing community service.
And I know through your projects you have put a lot of money as well as other kinds of things back into the community. So you're really sometimes not so well known, but a really important group in Atlantic and the area. So Mary Neese, we want to talk to you about this project that, you're in great progress right now. I can't believe all the work you're doing. So tell us about Difference Maker.
Okay, the Difference Maker project is about, they're looking for projects that are about empowering women. And I think still we think kind of traditionally about the military as being male, but there are so many women. And so we chose this project, which is making pillowcases for soldiers on ships. And it's through a program called Heads at Ease. A lady started out in Arizona, and she had sent food to her son, and it was all moldy by the time she got there. So she was looking for something that she could do to encourage him, and came upon this pillowcase, and his shipmates just loved it, and the ideas just exploded from there.
I think that's really interesting, because when you first say you're sending pillowcases to, in this case, people on ships, you're going, well, they have pillowcases. Why do they need a pillowcase? But it's the something from home.
Yes. And everything on the ship is very institutional, and this gives them the opportunity to have something very individualized that's very specific to them, and most importantly, something from home.
Okay. And these pillowcases aren't ones that you go out and buy in the store. Again, they're not institutional. They are very much personal, handmade. I mean, there are stitches in here, pins put in, all kinds of fabric. It's a very unique kind of pillowcase that you make.
Yes, it is. We either buy or we had a huge donation of fabric. And so we take the fabric, we wash it, we iron it all, and then we match it and cut it into the different components we need to make a standard pillowcase. And every pillowcase is unique. They're just beautiful. We'd like to take them all home half the time.
There's three parts to it, so there's three different fabrics you're putting together, and that's what makes them unique and colorful. And I think some of you people are having great fun putting these together.
Oh, we just have a blast whenever we get together. It's just a time of great fellowship and laughter, and best of all, knowing that you're doing something for somebody else.
And you know it's appreciated. I'm thinking that you have maybe not heard back about a certain pillowcase, but you do get some messages back from the recipients.
Oh, yes. We've gotten several letters back and how much it means to them just to know that somebody that they don't even know is thinking about them and cares enough to send something to them.
Okay. Now, you mentioned fabric donation. Tell us about the fabric. I mean, if somebody says, I have a stash, what kind of fabric? I'm sure you don't want velvet and those kinds of things. What kinds of fabrics do you want?
Well, actually, we would accept all kinds of fabric because we'd find some purpose for it. But for the pillowcases, we use either cotton or a cotton polyester blend. And
and they can be different sizes because, again, if people haven't seen these pillowcases they make, some of the strips are on here only 2 inches wide. Some are, I believe, 9 inches wide. And then, of course, the size of the pillowcase. So you don't, if you're donating, they don't all have to be yards and yards of fabric.
Oh, no. And even we save scraps, and we'll turn those into blocks that we'll do on other projects. So there's literally, you know, it's kind of like when they take animal to slaughter, you know, and they say they save everything but the squeal. That's literally what we do, the salvage and everything. There's hardly any piece that's too small that we don't use on some project. Yeah. It may not be on our pillowcases, but it will get used in a project.
Okay. Is this, I know you've been doing this for a while, but is this the pillowcase project something that you will continue to do? Because as you said, you have other projects that you work on also.
Yes, even after this Difference Maker project is over August 1st, we will continue to make pillowcases for soldiers. But we have other projects that we do. We're working on using scraps and making very colorful blocks that will turn into quilts for either Freedom for Youth or for homeless people.
So I guess if somebody has some fabric and they say, I'm cleaning out and I don't want to just throw this away, I want it to go to good use, they probably could contact one of the Royal Neighbors people.
Oh, absolutely. And we would love to help you with any extra fabric that you have.
All right. And what about, is a thread something you could use also?
Oh, yeah, that would be fabulous, yes.
Because I think those are the two parts of the pillowcase, fabric and thread.
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't go beyond that. You know, I probably have some fabric at home that could be put to good use. Those of us who have been sewers have these stashes. And you just recently had a lady who had to move, and she gave you a lot of fabric.
Oh, yes, and it was just such a huge blessing to us. That allows us to use the money that we have received primarily to pay for shipping and not have to buy fabric.
Okay, that's a good point. That where do they go? They have to get to the ship somehow. So you're responsible also for shipping them, the finished pillowcases?
Yes. Yes, we are.
So some donation toward that is a part of this project also?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mary, it's been fun, and I want to tell people that they need to look at our website because at KGN next to this story, because I have a picture there of some of the pillowcases, you can see some of that creative work. And we want to thank you, Mary Neese, for getting this project partially funded and for working on it. And then we want to finish up with Jolene Smith again. And do you want to add anything about the shipping? That's not exactly cheap.
No, it's about $20 to send a box priority mail, because otherwise they'd never get it.
Okay. And about how many pillowcases would that be?
We get 30 in a box.
Okay. So that's not too bad per pillowcase, but it still counts up if you want to you got to get them sent, so that's a good point to do. Now, if somebody else would like to help you, got some sewers or... is there some way somebody could help you?
Oh, we can use ironers, sewers, pinners. We have all kinds of projects that we're doing. So if anyone wants to help, they can just give me a call. Or we are going to be in Produce in the Park collecting fabric on June 23rd from 4:30 to 6:30, on July 14th from 4:30 to 6:30, and August 18th from 4:30 to 6:30. Or they can call me at 243-4989, and I will come and pick it up.
Okay. Well, coming to Produce in the Park, that'll be a good chance for people to meet you if they don't know you already. Be a good chance to see a few of your projects. I'm sure you'll have some of those there. And get some information about Royal Neighbors. And as you tell us a little bit more, you're saying you're collecting fabric. You're just going to be there and have sacks to put it in?
Yeah, I'm just going to bring some garbage sacks, and we can sack it up in the garbage sacks. And, of course, all this material has to be washed before we can send it. So the last bunch we got, I've done 5 loads of washing already. So I would take it home and wash it, and then we iron it before we cut it and put the pillowcases together. And it's quite a assembly line out here. We're at the First Church of Christ. We do it out here. They let us use their room to do it, and we just spread out all over.
Yes, it's very good. Much easier to do a project when you have the kind of space that you have and laying the fabric all out. I mean, just seeing your husband was showing me all of the different fabric you have, and then it's kind of like going to the store. I'm going to put this piece with this piece with this piece. What fun!
Yes, it is. And he's so good at matching, we just couldn't believe how good he was at matching. So we just put him over with the fabric and let him match away.
Okay. Well, you know, he maybe does some things you wouldn't do, which means it's much more creative, and
yes.
and each pillowcase really is different. It's amazing. So anyhow, Jolene Smith, Mary Neese, and the other Royal Neighbors are working on this project, and we want to thank you very much for your work and for visiting with us today. Until next time, here's the thought. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together.